Yeah, I've been a few times.
That was 17-year-old Jens Anderson, who attended Mountain Crest High School with Hilera. He said he often rides down Cutler Dam Canal with his friends.
It's really fun. You just go, you hike up a little trail, like a mile or two, and then I've always gone with a life jacket. And you float back down to your car, and there's like these bars across. There's like three sets of them, and they're like monkey bars you can swing on and stuff. It's pretty fun.
Many locals swim and fish in the canal, but Dale Ward, the chief deputy of the Box Elder County Sheriff's Office, says the canal is dangerous.
The fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter how strong a swimmer you are, doesn't matter how good a physical condition you're in, you can get quickly caught up in the swift undercurrents in these canals. You can get in a bad situation in a hurry.
That's what happened to Hilera, who was fishing and swimming with a group of six young adults Tuesday evening. The Box Elder County Sheriff's Office says he went down the river with three friends and intended to grab an overhead flume, but missed it and floated further down the canal. The others saw him go under the water and said he appeared to be in distress. That was at 5:40 p.m. The group called the Box Elder County Communication Center, and a search and rescue effort began. At 9 p.m., the body was found and pronounced dead at the scene.
Our deepest sympathy goes to the family for this tragedy, but this could have all been avoided.
Ward says the canal is private property, and those who are caught there could be charged for criminal trespassing.
They shouldn't be there, and they shouldn't be trespassing. But the primary reason they shouldn't be there is it is dangerous. They should not be in the canals.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.